I got some canvas covers to come down to you if you're ready for them.
Send them down.
Roger. The canvas is on the way down. You got it?
Reports from Saigon confirm that many Buddhist monks and nuns have been arrested as President Diem's troops took over pagodas throughout Vietnam. Police have battled their way through Saigon's main Buddhist temples in a roundup designed to capture the leaders of the Buddhist opposition to President Diem. The high priest of the Buddhist movement, Thich Thinh Kiet, is now in government hands. The whole country remains under martial law as Diem tries to end the three-month-old crisis centered on the Buddhist charges of discrimination. David Arpa, ABC, Bangkok.
A two-day-old baby died of tetanus in the main hospital of Albertville, principal city of North Katanga in the Congo this week. The baby died because the hospital has no drugs. It had been delivered by a 12-year-old sister. But nobody thought that surprising because in the whole province, roughly the size of France, there is not one midwife. Only two Belgian doctors have stayed on since independence. Six out of the eight hospitals have no doctors at all. World Health Organization personnel are fighting a losing battle. And report a rising mortality rate as the sick turn more and more to tribal witch doctors. John Collier, ABC, Nairobi.
Henry Cabot Lodge, the front-spoken new U.S. ambassador to South Vietnam, arrived here tonight, 4 days ahead of schedule. American sources say Lodge flew by special plane on Washington's urgent instructions to find out why President Diem suddenly cracked down on the protesting Buddhists after giving assurances of continued conciliation. Special security precautions were enforced at Saigon Airport, now reopened after 36 hours of martial law. While Saigon is outwardly calm, the government reports more arms seized and more Buddhists arrested in swoops on more temples. Several hundred Buddhists are under detention. Charles Piano, ABC, Saigon.